Somebody shout hallelujah. Beloved, praise the Lord. You are welcome to episode 3 of the season 6 of Biblical Phronesis. So far in this season, we have learned that 4 terms or creeds qualify the Church of Jesus Christ. We have learned that the Church is one, the Church is holy, the Church is Catholic, meaning it's universal, and the Church is apostolic. Those are the 4 terms we have learned. In the 2 preceding episodes of the season, in other words, BP season 6, episode 1 and 2, we have considered the oneness or unity of the Church, looking at problems that are increasing divisions in our midst. We flag pluralism and false leaders as major problems hindering the realization of John 17:11. John 17:11 is a prayer made by our Lord Jesus Christ. These issues that sow disunity through heresy and deliberate errors in doctrines negate the idea that we, as Christians, are sanctified through the world. The world is truth, as we shall read shortly. So our passage from the for this episode is taken from John 17, verse 17 to 23. John 17, verse 17 to 23. And I start from verse 17. Sanctify them through the truth, the word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for this alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. The last verse. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hath loved them as thou hast loved me. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word, in Jesus' name. The key episode verse for this podcast today is taken from John 17:17, which says, sanctify them through the truth, that word is truth. Beloved, the word sanctify in this verse means setting apart of something for a particular use by God. Accordingly, believers are set apart by God for his purposes alone. For his purposes alone, not other purposes or man-made purposes. Beloved, we are therefore to do what God wants and hate all that God hates as believers. We are to be holy as our Father is holy. 1 Peter 1:16. Beloved, the gist is that sanctification is accomplished by means of the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2:13 says to us that God from the beginning chose us for salvation through what? Through sanctification by the Holy Spirit and belief in the truth. That is why Jesus said he sanctified himself, as we have just read in John 17:19. Jesus said, I sanctify myself for our sake, not for his own sake, but for our own sake. This verse means Jesus was set apart for the will of God in accordance with John 4:34, where he said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. So if you confess to be a Christian, meaning you behave like Christ, Jesus Christ, and your will is out of sync with God, you are nowhere, beloved. You are nowhere. We must wash it. Beloved, Jesus set himself apart. In other words, he became sanctified so that we may be set apart for God by the truth he brought to us. So now let's look at the big picture in this episode. The big picture here is clear in John 17:21. The big picture is that all, you and I in Christ, may be one. In effect, the basis of our unity centers on obedience to the revelation that God mediate to us through his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Sanctification, or sanctifying by the truth, does the following to us as believers. Number one, we are to be united in a common belief of the truth in the Word of God. Philippians 2:2. Number two, our unity, our shared belief affirms the truth in us and leads one body of Christ. Ephesians 4:4-6. Number three, we then participate in all attributes, all character, and essence of God through the agency of the Holy Spirit, meaning Holy Spirit that dwells within us. Help us to do all this. Help us to participate in the essence of God. According to John 17:22 and 2 Peter 1:4. Number four, we are then made perfect in one. We are made perfect in unity. We don't get ahead. We don't get anything done in this unity or division. We are made perfect in one. John 17:23. In other words, we come together in the same spiritual life around the truth and salvation. So let's ask some reflexive questions. Just three reflexive questions in this episode that we'll begin to round up. Number one, how does God sanctify us, as we have read in John 17? Beloved, when Jesus prayed that we would be sanctified, he prayed that we would be set apart and made righteous by the word of God, which is the truth. And the truth is absolute. It is not relative. When we embrace salvation by faith in Jesus, the process of sanctification begins. As we grow in obedience and holiness, sanctification becomes more manifest in us. The second question. If Jesus prayed for the unity of the church, meaning for you and I to be united, well, the church in this season is not referring to a building, it's referring to the people of God. If Jesus prayed for the unity of the church, are denominations wrong? Or the proliferation of denominations, is it wrong? Beloved, this question is vital as some of us today see the existence of denomination as against the intent of the unity canvassed in the Gospels. Some of us see it that way. In contrast, some of us don't see it that way. Some of us also say having many denominations will make the unity of the church possible. So we have two opposing camps regarding answers to that question. Without taking side in this podcast, we will all agree that reasons for denomination varies, but are not limited to the following. I'm going to just highlight three reasons. Number one, differences of opinion about the outward form of the church lead us to have different denominations, either in Pentecostal or Orthodox churches. Number two, the true church of Jesus Christ cannot be fully represented by a single mission. That assumption is there. Meaning, for example, Roman Catholic or Baptist or RCCG that I belong to cannot single and represent the Church of Jesus Christ. That assumption or perspective is there. Number three, it is possible to be divided in many points and still be united in Christ. This is the strongest point that is canvassed for us to have many denominations in the Christian fold. So the third reflective question is, what is the essence of Jesus' prayer in John 17:21-23 that read at the beginning of this episode? The essence of the priestly prayer of Jesus for his disciples and every Christian is centered on unity, beloved. So, we are still focused on unity in episode 3 of season 6 of Biblical Phonesis. Be it organizational unity, meaning unity in the fellowship, or spiritual oneness, Jesus wants us to be united in love and grace. Jesus wants the world to see tangible expression of this unity in the church, even if we have many different denominations. But we have one fold, just as one confession, one faith, as Apostle Paul admonished us. As we demonstrate this unity in love, the people in the world will be able to experience God's love through us. That is essential for us to be one as children of God. Beloved, let us conclude And let us talk about the practical wisdom from this episode. Jesus intentionally prayed for unity and sanctification because he knew that the success of his work depended on the disciples, and by implication, on the people that will follow the disciples. The work of Jesus depends on us for success. That is practical wisdom. So in his prayer in John 17, Jesus shows that every leader, every one of us, in position of responsibility, authority, as the case may be, should be a praying leader. Because unity requires prayers. It doesn't come, it is not a given. It doesn't just come where you don't do anything about it. For example, why thinking of his disciples that will carry on his work? Why thinking about us? Jesus prayed in John 17 for the following. He prayed that our faith will be strengthened in verse 11 to 12. He prayed that we will be fulfilled in our assignment in verse 13. He prayed that our future, our tomorrow will be all right, as our daddy Gio lovingly say all the time in verse 14 to 15. He prayed that our faithfulness will not be watered down. It will not be superficial. We shall be faithful in the assignment that he has given to us in verse 16 to 17. He also prayed that we'll be fruitful in verse 18 to 20 in the same chapter. He prayed for unity in our fellowshipping together, verse 21 to 22. So when we fellowship, when we come together, when we gather, we are to be united in the faith. United, as Jesus is our focus, not a man standing before us. He's just a representative of Jesus. Then he prayed for a sense of family in verse 26 to 20. Verse 24 to 26, amongst us believers. So, these seven prayer points are essential to keep the oneness of the faith at all levels in Christendom, at all levels of the church. These prayers reveal to us that Jesus, like all authentic leaders must be like Jesus. Must be focused on the big picture. You must see the big picture when you are dealing with issues. You mustn't be short-sighted. You mustn't be narrow-minded. Beloved, let us pray. Father, as we have heard again today, please sanctify us with your word. Sanctify us with your truth. Let us embrace unity and oneness in your obedience and holiness. In Jesus' most precious name, we are praying. Beloved, if you enjoyed this episode, please like us on our various media platforms and also join us at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Restoration House online or on site in Bloemfontein, South Africa. We welcome comments from you. Please use all our platforms on Facebook as well as YouTube. Till we come to you in the next episode of Biblical Phonesis. May the Lord keep you safe and blessed. May He shower you with divine wisdom daily to succeed in the mighty name of Jesus.